Well, no relation to the singer there, but Jonathan Toby joins us with his update on the bug situation for the Panhandle South Plains. Where are you headed to today, man?
Oh, I'm off the heart just like always, but I can't stay around too long. I'm heading to Maple right after, so a little bit of a busy day today.
So is the bug situation getting a little bit more active now?
A little bit. You know, we kind of had a pretty light year for on the cotton side of things with the leaf, with the flea hoppers. But, you know, last year being our worst year I've seen for flea hoppers, it was pretty tough to go ahead and pull the trigger on a couple fields. And then all of a sudden it just hit us like a wave last year. So pretty easy to put that pen to paper. But this year, really, really hard to go ahead and find a flea hopper. So what do you do? Seems like grasshoppers and seems like spider mites. It's the perfect storm for those to jump up on us in corn right now. So corn is the main concern. I got a lot more acres planted this year, about 23% up from last year. So got a lot of acres out there that are very, very susceptible to, you know, corn or grasshopper feeding on the outside, excuse me. And then the spider mites. Spider mites should be pretty bad this week. So definitely going to be catching a few fields and probably making some recommendations to have those treated.
Well, when the temperature hits triple digit from now till next Tuesday, that's going to be the sign for the spider mites to get up and get going.
That's right. They're going to balloon up. Like I said, irrigation going as fast as it possibly can. I don't think anybody slowed down with the amount of rain that we got this last month and a half, really. But the temperatures have been pretty moderate leading up till now. But, yeah, we're kind of preheating before August like we do every year. It just kind of took its time before it got here.
Any issues out there with the old aphid and the sugar cane? In the sorghum, not the sugar cane.
The sorghum aphid, yep. We haven't had any problems yet. Seems like we're really waiting for soft dough before those guys start jumping up on us. I don't know. I think it's just a timing thing before they get up here. You know, they really prefer that head to be out and really be putting on some different starches and different sugars before they start jumping up on us and start building up population. You know, but that being said, most of our corn is tasseled. You know, the corn leaf hopper, I get a little bit tongue-tied with the cotton flea hopper with the corn leaf hopper. So those are and not interchangeable at all, but it's completely different crop, completely different insect. But anyway, the corn leaf hopper didn't seem to be hitting us too hard this year. It kind of got the Mid-South, just kind of had that timing. But we're really looking for that pass up until R1, and we're already past that for most fields. There are some fields out there, of course, that are very susceptible to that. Haven't had any stunt, red stunt disease, visible, noticeable. Not a whole lot going on with that. I think they're going to get us pretty late. They are probably up here by now. They're just not prevalent enough for me to be catching them. So they're probably here and there, but not a whole lot going on with that. That's good news for us. But, yeah, all quiet right now, but I suspect that it's going to be jumping up on us right now. And this is the week where stuff's going to start happening. So busy week this week.
All right, say hi to all your buddies in Hart, and we'll talk again next week.
Yes, sir. I'll be up there just a little bit, guys. This is John Toby, 712-790-9828.